Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is the one, the only, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. And how can I say that? Because I was the original OG. Back in 1984, I was doing a radio show that said, hey, guess what? Let's call this Ring Talk. Before you knew it, we're on the internet in 1994. I haven't looked back straight up. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 42 years of radio. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am not only your host, I'm a four-time Gold Glove champion, award-winning boxing writer, so allegedly, supposedly, I should know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? I'm not the average boxing fan. You're buying the pay-per-views, or are you? Open phone lines around the planet. Turn that music down behind me, please. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1 hour of the Saturday edition, of course, coming to you live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Twitch. I can keep going. Bottom line is we're all over the place. Of course, YouTube and Twitch.tv as well. Of course, the queen of boxing, or the so-called GOAT, the greatest woman of all time. I'm talking about Clarissa Shields. Maybe not, but the bottom line is she's an action idol. It'll be on the Zone. Of course, that's coming to us from Atlanta, Georgia. Of course, we're on 1 week away from Rolly Romero, the unpredictable Rolly Romero. Talks the best smack in all of boxing. Pretty close to best smack in all of boxing. Of course, shows up once in a while to fight, but he defends a 147-pound crown next Saturday night at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Of course, on Amazon Prime and DAZN. That's a lot of stuff as far as, I mean, Amazon Prime, DAZN, TNT is showing boxing. Now, boxing's getting around, no doubt about that. Anyway, bottom line is, Rolly Romero and Teofimo Lopez, and all the news this week has been about Teofimo Lopez and his off-the-wall father. I'll just leave it at that, his off-the-wall father. Of course, straight up, those guys are a headache. The Teofimo Lopez Jr. and Sr., those two guys are a headache. Rolly Romero, Teofimo Lopez going down next week, the main event. It'll be on Amazon Prime and DAZN as well. Of course, that'll be DAZN pay-per-view. But straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Who do you think's going to win that one? I mean, I'm looking at it, it's basically an even fight. But I'm sort of leaning towards Rolly. The reason why I'm leaning towards Rolly is that Teofimo Lopez and his father, I think that's not a sideshow. I think that they really have emotional issues. And I think that when pushed to the brink, he folds. That's just the way I see it. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll be back with boxing's PhD Socrates Palmer after the break.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The future of the heavyweight division. Some people think it's Moses Saitama. Others have the opinion that it's Terramona, Terramona. Who's Terramona, Terramona? He's a Samoan fighting out of Australia. He stands about 6 foot six and a half, 270 pounds. He can fight. He's in shape. He looked good the other day, but the guy that he fought was DeAndre Savage. Let me tell you, the only thing savage about DeAndre was his name. This mother ducker had the nerve to go down to Australia and show up for a fight, a main event on DAZN and all around the world and other networks, weighing 296 pounds. I mean, you talk about just going for the money. I mean, the promoter should have never allowed him on the plane in the United States. Somebody should have checked him out, saw he was that fat and that unfit. They should have just scratched it and brought somebody else in, because the bottom line is that was a travesty. It just was. I mean, and then what did he do? I thought he took a dive. I thought Savage took a dive. I mean, that's just the way it looked to me. Like, you know, he got hit with a shot, but he looked like he was pulling away. So, you know what? Good time for me to go down and then not get up. And that's the way it went down. It was like it was scripted. And listen, it makes the kid look, Terramona, it makes, he's 27 years old, makes him look bad. I mean, you don't need to dig up stiffs that stiff. You just don't. I mean, you really don't. You could have had... Socrates Palmer would put up a better fight than that. No doubt about that. Sock, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. You got to, you know, if you're going to knock me out, you're going to earn it.
Sock, did you see that?
Yeah, man. That's to me, those type of fights, they do nothing but just, you know, add to the record of a fighter. It does nothing. You know, the real fight fan... Go ahead.
No, I'm just grunting and groaning here. Keep going. I'm just grunting and groaning.
Yeah, I mean, there's no development. I mean, I personally like Terramona. When a couple of months back, I don't know if you remember, we went through some prospects and guys that I think are going to make some noise, and I mentioned him. You know, he's a. I mean, you can't teach big, right? And
you can't teach Samoa.
Amateur pedigree. That, well, you know more than me. That's a special type of strength.
See, you don't know anything about Samoans in New York. There ain't too many Samoans in New York.
No.
Well, let me tell you.
Only when they come to wrestle.
Okay. Let me tell you about the Samoans. When I was a cop, I worked out in the Bayview, and the Samoans were like, they went crazy. They would have parties, and they would party for 3 days in a row. They would have these couches. They would eat food for 3 days. I kid you not, these big feasts, and the whole nine yards. Sometimes they got a little crazy. So guess who they sent over there to deal with the Samoans? Me. And the reason why they did that was I knew Billy Tavaki was like the Samoan champion back in Samoa. You know what I'm saying? So I always dropped his name with the chief. I say, can I speak to the chief, please? And they go, yeah. I said, I'm a friend of Billy Tavaki. We're on the same boxing team. Oh, come on in, son. Blah, blah, blah. Put this hand behind me. I said, listen, chief, you got to quiet this down a little bit. I said, you know, the neighbors are complaining. You guys have been doing this for 2.5 days. You got to chill. I understand it's a religious thing, but you just got to bring it down a little bit. So they were really cool with me. And then the one time, I engaged a Samoan dude in a beef, and he was about 270 pounds, and I guess I was about 145 or 150, and he grabbed onto me, and I just said, muck it. I'm going to hold on to him until he's done. He couldn't punch me, and like that, he was throwing me around like a rag doll, but he finally got tired in about 30 seconds, and I beat his ass. I mean, you know, but you just relax, go along for the ride, man. Hope you don't get hurt. You know what I'm saying? Let this guy get tired, because when squares get tired, it's over.
Mm. So it was like the rodeo, right?
Exactly.
That's probably the best way to describe it.
He was whipping me. I almost got whiplash. He was whipping me around like you wouldn't believe. And you know, it is what it is. I mean. I didn't want to engage him, but when he showed up and that's the way it was, I mean, some other cops might have shot him.
Mm.
You know, but I wasn't into shooting people. He had a few drinks. Let him grab my, if he grabs onto me, that was the strategy. And that was my strategy in the street. That's why, and I'm not boasting, I'm telling the truth. That's why I never lost a one-on-one street fight in my life. And I had a lot. Because I was smart enough to outwin guys. In other words, when we get in these street fights, I would just roll around and relax, roll around and relax, roll around and relax. And guess what? You know, if the relaxed guy was the guy that won.
Cool under pressure.
It's survival. I think it's more survival than anything else. But anyway, let's talk about this. We got the future of the heavyweight division, allegedly. Terramona, going by this. Don't you think they should have checked him in Flint, Michigan before they put him on a plane? Don't you think somebody should have took a picture of him? No, you're laughing, bro. Laughing.
Yeah.
This didn't do nothing for nobody. It'd have been better. No. He'd have been better if Daniel would have went down there and fought him. Of course, I'm not putting myself in the ring with his ass, but I mean, if Daniel went down, Daniel would have put up a bigger fight, better fight.
Yeah, I mean, there's no development in the fighter when that happens. It's just, you know, I'm not going to say it's disgraceful because it's not the first time it's happened, and chances are it won't be the last.
When's the last time you saw a guy with a gut that big? Did you hear that long pause? Did you hear that long pause, folks?
There?
That's boxing's PhD. The man's been around for a few decades now. Okay, and he was stumped. He didn't know what to say. That's how fat this dude was. All right. I mean, listen. He
couldn't fight either.
No. He's 11-1 with 11-1 with 11 knockouts. But all the guys he knocked out were like me and you. I don't know. Take it back. Worse than you and me. Me and you.
Probably guys that were trying to cut in front of him at the buffet line.
Nobody beat him. Nobody beat him at the buffet line. But listen, the dive is what really killed me. In other words, if he didn't went out there, I've seen some fat dudes go out there and say, you know, muck it, let's go. You know what I'm saying? And they would go for as long as they could. But this dude didn't even do that.
No. This is random. I would say the two best fat fighters I've ever seen were
Andy Ruiz.
I was going to say James Toney.
Yeah.
James Toney and Mr. TNT Tubbs. I mean, TNT, I don't think he ever did a sit-up in his life, but he had a nice jab.
Tubbs was, he went over there, I think he fought Tyson in Japan, didn't he? Anyway.
Yeah.
And he got lit up like the White House Christmas tree. But the bottom line is he's another guy, didn't all train all that hard. And he was, listen, these guys were good personalities, good guys to be around, but you didn't want to be betting on them.
No, not at all. Look, I think Terramova eventually, time will tell whether he's the real deal or not, but you know that last fight did nothing for him as far as development, and he's probably light years behind Moses Aitama.
Oh, I know. I'm glad you brought that up. Moses Aitama, of course, the guy from the UK, the Rage, a left-handed taking on Flip Hrgović. I guess that's going on the 28th of this month in a couple of weeks. But does Flip bring to the dance?
Experience. You know, he's been in there with some good competition. He could punch, and it's a heavyweight division. I mean, if when you have somewhat of a fair fight, you know, two guys that could punch, you got to pay attention because a fight can end, you know, with a mistake. So I think Otama will be tested, and it's a huge step up. I mean, I don't think he's faced someone as good as Herkovic. Excuse me.
Bless you.
And
Gesundheit.
Gesundheit. So I'm really looking forward to it. We're either going to, one of two things, we're either going to say most of the time is overrated or most of the time is the real deal. So this is a really important fight.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, let's roll to a break. Listen, I did an article this week on Substack and on my Facebook page as well, talking about the boxer Hannah Rapp, who was murdered when somebody, she's going down a road in Texas. Her and her boyfriend are driving these bicycles. They're going down the road, right? Some guy speeds by him real close, so she flips him off. What does the guy do? He hits the brakes and backs over her, runs over her. He backed over her. So anyway, bottom line is, the guy's only getting a manslaughter BP. He should be in jail forever. Anyway, bottom line is, Larry Merchant got upset because I thought the guy should be snuffed. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it, 24 and a half minutes past the hour. This is the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, the Sunday edition airs at 11:06 a.m. Pacific Time. That's 2:06 p.m. Eastern Time, live for 2 hours on these same channels, of course, as well as Twitch.tv and YouTube. Now, back to the, where am I going to go here? I was going to go with the Pritchard-Cologne thing for a second, but I got to go back to the current heavyweight division. Is there a heavyweight out there remotely outside of Frank Martin that resides in the United States that can fight?
I mean, if you want to totally give up on Big Baby.
Done.
You know, both of them.
The guy needs a support dog. I mean, if you, he had a support dog at ringside. That was the latest reports. He needs a support dog. This is not a guy that I want to invest money in or think that he's become heavyweight champ, because when spit hits the fan, he's going to be looking for the dog.
Yeah, I mean, it's a sad state. It's a sad state in the American heavyweight scene. I'm starting to believe what they used to, you know, what they were saying for years, that the heavyweight champion is playing middle linebacker in the NFL. You know, it's really you talk about the crop being thin. I mean, it's
There is no American crop. Yeah. All right, let me switch gears here. I have solved the controversy and figured out why people can't punch nowadays. Why black guys especially can't punch. You know why?
How come?
They pity pat bull spit on the pads. I never did that stuff on the pads where you touch the pads real light, this and that. Because what you do under stress, what you do under pressure, is what you do in practice. I mean, that's what you fall back on, your training. Okay? And if you're training, mm-hmm. you're pip. That's what you do when spit hits the fan. That's why none of these guys are sitting down on their shots. I mean, I went through 5 or 6 of the top fighters and pound-for-pound guys and this kind of stuff, and they're all doing that pity-pat stuff. I think Mayweather started it, this and that. And that's not – I don't think that's a constructive way to learn how to punch. I mean, the bottom line is when Emmanuel taught Tommy and those guys how to punch, they hit those pads as hard as they could, because you do what you do under stress, what you do in practice. In other words, and that was sort of the same – mindset I had when I was training as an amateur boxer. I didn't want to go out there and box real light for 3 rounds. I wanted to go out there and kill people for 3 rounds, because that's what I was going to do in a real fight.
I can't agree with you more. HBO, was it 24/7? And Mayweather doing the padwork show ruined boxing. You know, this generation of young fighters are the guys that grew up idolizing, you know, Mayweather. And they look at it as, hey, if it's good enough for the quote-unquote TBE, it's good enough for me. And all these trainers that just put on the towel over their shoulder, and they think, you know, playing that pity-pat routine is training a fighter, you know, they're just fooling people. Man, and like
I,
you said.
But I, listen, it popped out in front of me this week when I was watching somebody on the pads, okay? Mm-hmm. Is that, here's what's up. I mean, they used to say, Pete, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, and right. You threw bam, bam, bam. I mean, you threw into these pads as hard as you could. You got full extension, the whole 9 yards. I mean, this is what this was all about. You're practicing to fight. You don't practice. I mean, those guys. I'm going to get in trouble for this, but there were some guys at the gym from one stable in particular. Okay, downstairs, Johnny Carnation's gym. For the most part, they trained at 25 miles an hour, and they all got, with the exception of maybe one or two, they got lit up like a White House Christmas tree because they couldn't fight under pressure.
Yeah, I mean, you see these people that are called mitt coaches, and they're practicing these 10 punch combinations. When in the world, on what planet, are you hitting somebody with a 10 punch combination? Unless you're playing a video game. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's insanity. And eventually, that stuff, you get your ass handed to you, you know, if you're training that way.
Well, I think Ali might have landed one 10 punch combination, maybe a Pernell Whitaker or something like that. But 10 punch combination, good Lord. All right. Time to switch gears. I didn't want to dwell on this, but the bottom line is Pritchard Cologne, and not Richard Cologne, is P with an P-R-I-C-H-A-R-D. He died this week. He was 33 years old, 11 years after having a fight with a young man by the name of Terrell Williams. Terrell Williams is now retired, 18-1, 13 kills. Of course, this went down in 2015, and the referee was none other than a guy by the name of Joseph Cooper. And the more I look back, I saw that fight. I went back and I watched the majority of the fight, and the referee kept letting this guy, I'm talking about Terrell Williams, land these blows behind the head. And I don't want to say that was a brother giving a brother a pass, but it sure looked like it to me.
You know what? You're not the first person to say that. And I remember that was a lot of people saying that right after. It's just, it was really criminal negligence. I mean, I don't know the exact
And the guy
words,
refereed all the way until 2023. I mean, he should have been banned right mm-hmm. then and there. They should, listen, lynching, that referee deserved to be lynched.
Listen, and this was on national television. This was, I remember that fight was on NBC. It was like during the infancy of
Tomorrow's Champions.
The Al Haymon stuff, you know. Yeah, and okay. As a matter of fact, Marv Albert did the play-by-play for that fight. You know, like this was on national TV, NBC, and you know, it's funny you mentioned Richard was his father or is his father.
Yeah.
You know, who was his trainer, and he worked also with Pedro Diaz, the Cuban amateur coach.
You know, when time out. The fight was mm-hmm. finally stopped when they cut his gloves off. So they cut Colon's gloves off. They should have done that a lot sooner. Listen, when you have something that bad going on in there, and there's a chance your guy can get hurt, like Nigel Benn and Gerald McClellan over there across the pond. Had Emmanuel Stewart been there, that fight would have never existed past the first round. Because when he rolled out of the ring and he was out of the ring for like a long, long time, they could have like had another fight in between. That's how long Nigel Benn was rolling around outside the ring. Okay, that right. was a knockout. That was a knockout. You don't knock nobody out of the ring and have them there for a long time and not knock them out. The referee pulled a gaff. 9 rounds later, Gerald McClellan, who had struggled in weight, I think he had lost 17 or 18 pounds in the last day and a half before the weigh-in. And he was struggling to make weight. And, of course, when you struggle to make weight, the fluid around your brain is minimal, and brain injuries are more likely. And, of course, he has never been the same.
No. And he, just like Pritchard, you know, became a vegetable, you know, for lack of a better word. Yeah, you know, this is very sad. You know, a promising career. I mean, Richard Colon kind of checked off all the boxes. You know, 6 foot, good looking kid. You know, he had the Puerto Rican background. He would have been a big ticket seller. Very sad. Extremely sad.
You know, when I went back in about 2004 to do something with Gerald McClellan and his sister Lisa threw this together, and Lakeport, Illinois, and Greg Page, a former heavyweight champion that was hurt in that fight in Louisville, Kentucky, when there was no ring padding on the ring and he fell down and hit his head on a steel plate. I'm not making this stuff up.
Yeah, that is a tragedy beyond tragedies. And the family, if I'm not mistaken, sued. They tried, you know, they sued the promoters, which was Lou DiBella was part of that lawsuit, uh-huh. and Headbangers Promotion, based out of D.C., Barry Hunter. I don't know what really came out of that.
What Gerald said to me in 2004, he grabbed me, he pulled me real close. He goes, Pedro, is Emmanuel going to be here? And I almost, there was a long pause in my mind as far as me responding. You know what I'm saying? It's sort of like, whoa, how do I respond? I said, no, Gerald, he's working HBO tonight, but he told me that he loves you. You know, and then he started crying. That was like that. Hey, and me and Gerald, I'm saying it again. Me, Jerry Cooney, and Richard Sloan, who's being inducted to the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame tonight, we're the only three boxing people that showed up for this fundraiser to raise money for Gerald McClellan and Greg Page. The only three in the entire boxing business. Nobody sent a check. Nothing.
Yeah, that's people.
That's the boxing bit. So anyway, the referee was horrible there, Mr. Joseph Cooper, and Terrell Williams went on to 18-1. He lost his last fight to Duwalame. I guess there's no sin in that, bottom line, but he lost the decision. Terrell felt he got a bad rap on that one. You know that? I saw a couple films on it. He thought he got a bad rap. I thought he was a cheater.
I mean, the shots were very blatant. And if he's, you know, has to wear a scarlet letter, boo-hoo, right? I mean, I don't think anyone's going to have any type of pity or feel sorry for Terrell Williams. Yes, is it the referee's job to regulate the rules, enforce the rules? Absolutely. To me, the biggest culprit of this tragedy happening is the referee, number one. I believe the corner does have to take some blame as well. But Terrell Williams was the one that was delivering those shots, and they were intentional.
And I get that. But here's what's up. After you don't, I pull my guy out. See, that's what nobody's getting this, bro. Nobody's getting this. Yeah. After a couple of those, boom, I'm done. You know what? Go look at the films later if you want to say you wanted to, like, you know. And the referee had the nerve to disqualify the guy for when Cologne cut his gloves off, said they had enough. They disqualified him. That was the eventual ruling, a DQ. Yeah.
Which is insane. Yes. It's like, you know, salt on the wound, a loss on his record, and, you know, ultimately, you know, Pritchard, you know, we hope Pritchard's in a better place, because obviously the quality of life of the last 10, 11 years is, you know, he was just breathing. You know, my thoughts go out to his family. His mom was a very nice lady. He trained a little bit in New York, you know, mm-hmm. Pritchard, you know, so he had New York roots, and it has been felt very strongly in the New York boxing community.
Wow. I mean, yeah. I knew for years that he was hurt about it, and he was hurt from it, and this and that. And of course, you know, I sort of followed Terrell Williams afterwards to see what he did. And of course, he didn't do a whole lot. He wasn't much of a fighter, but he did throw those blows, and they were about as intentional as you can be.
Yeah. He's going to have to live with that.
And die with it.
I mean, yeah. Live and die with it. Absolutely. You know, like, very sad. That's what I had, you know, okay. Nothing else to really add.
Let's talk chicks on the other side of the break, and I'll let you go. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside the world of boxing and MMA. Female boxing, top of the weekend. We'll talk about that and more with Boxing Speed C, Socrates Palmer, right after the break here on Sports Byline.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help. At the Home Buyers Hotline, we can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition.
Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I haven't heard of anybody getting any step-aside money in a long time. Listen, step-aside money was sometimes a way to make $1 million back in the day. Kid you not, you get $1 million to step aside, let Marvin Hagler and somebody else fight, or Ray Leonard and somebody else fight, kid you not. Moses Itama and Flip Hegovic, of course, the winner must face Frank Sanchez by December, and Frank got a couple hundred grand to step aside. That's the smartest business move I heard in a long time in boxing.
Hey. He told me, is whenever you can get money as a fighter without getting putting your body on the line, go for it. You know,
I heard he got 200 grand. More power to him.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay, good for him. A good buddy of mine, Peter Quillen, one time got 100 grand for stepping aside. And he took it.
You take the 100 grand, you step aside, keep training. You know what I'm saying? But the bottom line is, you ain't got to take no beating.
No. Mm-mm. Pay off some bills, and you got to be smart with it now. It doesn't mean you're off, on a big elaborate spending spree. You know, you like you said, you're still in the gym and you're observing. Okay.
All right. My unfavorite female, Clarissa Shields, her and I just don't rock. We're in the same room together. The personalities just don't mesh. Anyway, she's taking on some chick by the name of Kay Scott. That's Saturday, August 15th. That's tonight. On DAZN. Is this worthy of watching?
I mean, if you're done organizing your sock drawer and, you are done, getting ready for the fall, with all your clothes and stuff like that, yeah, I guess. Got nothing else to watch, why not? I mean, Clarissa Shields outside the ring is cringe personified, but inside the ring, she takes care of business. I saw the weigh-in. She's 158 pounds. She looked pretty slim and trim. And it's amazing. 158.9, I believe, was the weight. And she had about a 10-pound weave. So maybe if she chopped it all off, we could probably get a super fight with Alicia Baumgartner. But
isn't Oshaki Foster the guy that fights with that struggles to make weight, and he's got like a pound and a half worth of hair?
Right? Ain't that... No, Shockey makes his weight.
There was one guy.
Fulton.
Who was it?
Stephen Fulton is the one that keeps missing weight.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, this what's up. That means you got to starve a little bit more. You know, you start, Sock, you and I know what I'm talking about. We're making weight, right? Mm-hmm. We got to starve an extra pound and a half to have some hair, to have, let it grow back. If he can still grow, be happy, it still grows back.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, look, Clarissa Shields, the talent pool is very, very shallow, women's boxing, especially in her weight class. Okay. She's a challenger, so she's going after another trinket.
Speaking of women's boxing, Raleigh Romero, he's been challenged by Clarissa Shields.
Yeah, that's the stupidity.
Are you kidding? They offered him millions of dollars. I don't want to say that I'd let Clarissa Shields gut me like a fish for a few million bucks, but I might.
I mean, the thing is, in the WNBA, there's the NBA guy that says he identifies as a woman and he wants to
get drafted. I'm not going to go there.
Are we going to go there?
I'm not even going to, man.
That's disrespectful, bro.
Listen, when guys are trans over to girls and they're fighting, I think those guys should be eliminated from competition. Did I say that nicely?
Yeah, I did.
So Robin Romero and Teofimo Lopez. I guess the story this week is Teofimo and his father. But is Raleigh going to who's going to win this one, Sock?
I think it's a good fight. I think people that like to sell Rolly short. I mean, listen, Rolly's got some good wins. I mean, look, he beat Ryan Garcia's ass. in the gym and in real life, Rolly could punch. Now. They are friends. That's one thing. There's a lot of mutual respect. They both are trash talkers, but they have been very cordial with each other. So I hope it delivers. Teofimo obviously needs to redeem himself from the stench of the, you know, when he got taken to school by Shakur Stevenson, he looked like an absolute amateur. Rolly Romero is a fight that you know he's going to bring it, and he's probably tailor made for him. Tio being a very good counterpuncher. So it's a crossroads fight indeed. You know, Rolly is tough. You know, his style is unorthodox. So I think it's going to be a very entertaining fight.
Straight up, of course, that'll be next week on DAZN pay-per-view coming to us on DAZN. All kinds. And what do you think of TNT show on boxing? I'm really high on that. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, that is very cool that they're in the boxing world on a regular network TV, that you don't need an app.
Because when's the last time you watched TNT? Me neither.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time since WCW.
Law and Order.
Yeah. Law and Order.
Law and Order and WCW. That was probably it.
Yeah. You know, that's probably the last time. I mean, I know they had the NBA for years and with Charles Barkley and those guys, but I only really pay attention to the NBA in the playoffs.
Okay, real quick. They have a wrestling show that comes on before me. It's like the hot show on the network and this kind of stuff. Of course, Dave Meltzer started it a long time ago. Is wrestling in a good spot right now?
Wow. I mean, I've been a mark for decades. I want to say right now, no. I think because the WWE, especially, which is the brand in wrestling, it's no longer a mom and pop show. It's part of a corporation. And TKO, which bought it from Vince McMahon a couple of years ago, they're running it like a business. Now, they make bank, you know, and you can't watch a show without getting bombarded by commercials. And that's on Netflix. I mean, we're already paying for Netflix, and I still got to sit through commercials? Are you kidding me? I don't think it's in a good spot. Okay. But that's just my opinion.
Last question before I let you go, and then I try to do this on my own. I saw Robert Garcia say something this week that he's going with Zuffa and Dana White because they're paying three times as much as regular promoters. Any merit to that?
I don't. Does that mean that he's going to be exclusive?
I just saw a short clip him saying that Dana's offering three times as much as the other promoters, and we knew Dana was going to do the money game. We knew that he was going to try to make this a money grab. But the bottom line is, I don't know. I mean, I want fighters to make money. I do. I want fighters to make money. Of course, I want them to fight as well. You know,
yeah,
I want him to fight as well. And the current crop of boxers, I mean, when you look at the Williams Zepeda Roach fight from a couple weeks ago, I mean, Roach wasn't in that fight after the referee's instructions.
No, he wasn't. He was overwhelmed.
His team thought he was going to be the bigger guy body wise going in. What were they thinking? Did you look at the other guy?
They really underestimated Williams Zepeda, you know. And let's face it, I mean, Zepeda up until this point gave Shakur Stevenson his toughest fight.
Yeah,
you know, and that's with Shakur winning the majority, but Shakur had to earn. You know, he had to fight. So you know, props to Zepeda. Roach came up short. You know, sometimes you know the start. We've said it before, P. You know, the stars were lined up right, and he got jobbed against Tank Davis. You know, and he kind of has not been the same since.
He didn't make bank on that, though. In other words, even if he couldn't get the fight back with Davis, there should have been some type of financial reward involved, and it really was. He just got sort of like an average person. Last one. Who is Dina Thorsland?
Who is Dina Thorsland?
Dina Thorsland, the chick that fought last week with Chamika Johnson. Is she anything to watch? Tommy D, I guess Tommy D is my big expert on women's fighting, huh?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to defer to Tommy D. I'm sorry.
So would Tommy D also be our expert on domestic violence too, since he's in the women fighting? Do you know anything about that?
You mean being the victim of?
Yes. Oh, Tommy. Hey, you know he hated when I said to him, let's call you Tommy D. He was reluctant because he said they call his kid Tommy D and nobody in the house calls him Tommy D. So now he's got the Tommy D network.
Tommy D Network. I hope you get some royalties out of that.
I don't know.
T-shirts.
The bottom line is nobody. You two guys are just class act, no doubt about that. So anything, before I let you go here, and anything crazy happened in the Bronx this week?
Anything crazy happening in the Bronx?
Because I keep seeing the Bronx keeps popping up on news. People shooting people walking down the street. Some kid got shot at stepping out of a store last week, and he's dead. Come on, man.
Yeah, the summer in the Bronx tend to be, very combustible. There was a young man shot. He was out. It was after the Dominican Day parade. He's actually the son of a retired detective. So the arrest was made pretty quickly. You got to be careful where you move. Neighborhoods matter.
Hey, wait, time out. He was coming out of a store.
I know. It's tragedy. Guns are very accessible despite New York having some of the strictest gun laws in the planet. But the wrong people still have guns in their hands, so I don't know how that's happening.
They're always talking about being decisive as far as decisions are concerned. But the guy that killed Hannah Rapp, I mean, he had a couple of open cases going on. He had a psychological examination. He didn't show up for that was court ordered. In other words, he's been in the system. They could have got him. They could have preceded this.
Yeah, the recidivism rate is just ridiculous. That guy is a piece of crap. I'm with you. I'm sorry, Larry. Larry had a disagreement.
Larry said it's not my call to call for his death. Because I said here's what's up. I didn't wish the guy to die. I just said that if he was Mexican, if the girl Hannah Rapp was, she's white. If she was Mexican or black, mm-hmm. I mean, the Texas prison system would take care of that itself.
Yeah, street justice.
Justice. So you got to hope that the Caucasian element steps up and takes care of business. Oh, did I really say that? Yes, I did. You know what? Let's roll to an early break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline. Socrates Palmer, have a great week. I thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you as always.
Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
2 weeks removed from drawing 18,000 people in Albia, in Serbia. Okay, Serbia. Of course, the USC is rocking and rolling. I got to give them some props. Of course, last week they had a card at the Apex Center in Las Vegas. Of course, that's a little thing that they set up when the COVID was going on. But the bottom line is a guy named McQuillan Sakali beat a guy named Malu Gamarat. That was submission rear naked choke. That was a main event. Of course, that was a 155-pound main event. The co-feature, Carlos Diego Ferreira, beat Billy Carrillo on a unanimous night across the board, 30-27. Of course, tonight, Dana and crew are going from the where are they? They're in Philadelphia at the Xfinity Arena. Draw another 15,000-18,000 people, of course, on top. And Daniel says this is the way it's going to go. Islam Makhachev, the champion at welterweight. That's 170 pounds, I believe. Taking on Ian Machado Gary. Gary's a good fighter, but he ain't going to win, according to Daniel in the other room. Now, one of the most exciting fights. You know, this chick, she had a couple of exciting fights. And, you know, women in MMA, they usually throw it all out there. I'm talking about Mackenzie Dern. She's the women's strawweight champion. Taking on Gillian Robinson. That's going to be the co-feature. So two five-minute round bouts going down as far as USC. The main event's going on tonight. Of course, that's coming to us from Philadelphia. One of the features on the feature fights, Jalen Turner taking on Kaul Fernandez. Let's hope Kaul wins, but Kaul doesn't have any type of resume. Kaul looks like he's an opponent here as well. Kaul looks like he's going to be toast. So we're probably picking Kaul to lose, even though he's a Fernandez. We're probably picking him to lose. I mean, that's how one-sided. When guys that don't have bios are in these USC fights, very rarely do they win. Very, very, very rarely do they win. Of course, tonight, take that back, we've got Clarissa Shields. I'm not too happy about that, but it'll be some boxing to watch, no doubt about that. And, of course, Amanda Serrano doing her thing Friday night, August 21st. Why won't she just go away? Of course, we're talking about Peanut Head. When I say Peanut Head, I'm talking about she's got a small little head, and she's like 38, 39 years old, and they've been beating on her for a long time. She's been boxing a long time. I mean, when is enough enough? When is she going to realize, you know what, the residual effects of professional boxing are going to come up one day and say, guess what? Here we are. Here we are. That's when you start to slow down a little bit, start to mumble a little bit. Have all kinds of different issues, both neurologically and physically. Okay? That's what the residual effects of professional boxing can do. And of course, you look at some of these old guys you see at the events, and they don't remember some of these guys don't even remember their fights. They don't. I mean, you don't even remember your fights because chronic traumatic encephalopathy. In fact, I was in here and somebody sent me a book on CT. It's called Brainwashed, The Bad Science Behind Chronic Traumatic Encephalopathy and the Plot to Destroy Football, the NFL. No, it's not a plot to destroy football. This guy who wrote this book, his name is Merrill Hodge, H-O-G-E. It's not. Let me tell you, having been around football players, I didn't get it. I went to the 49ers training camp a lot, and I was wondering why those guys look a little slow. Some of those guys look a little slow, but I thought they were hurt. You know, like hurt, like when I saw Ronnie Lott tiptoe into the jacuzzi one day. I said, well, he is going to play on Sunday, and he came out Sunday and had 7 tackles. So, I mean, football is the most brutal thing. Larry Mercer put it to me like this. He played football for the University of Oklahoma. University of Oklahoma. Anyway, he said one time he got his bell rung, and he couldn't believe it. And he realized that then and there, that's what it's like when you get cracked in boxing. It's just not a good thing. And the residual effects of professional football, I think, are more apparent in life today than they are in professional boxing. Because, A, there's more professional football players, I believe, than there are boxers. And when you've got these pro football players and they're 280 pounds, 270 pounds, maybe even the small guys, 230, 240, they're running at each other at full speed. And you've got to stop them? There's going to be some impact involved no matter what you do. And, of course, these guys trying to say they're trying to ruin the game of football as far as CTE is concerned. CTE, when I first encountered it, was with Mark Gastineau, formerly of the New York Jets. He was a professional boxer. Most of his fights were fixed. And, of course, he fought Terry Anderson a couple of times, Terry Doc Anderson. Now Terry Doc Anderson ended up shooting the promoter, Rick Elvis Phillips, because of the fact that he fixed the first fight with Gastineau. And at the end of the day, Mark Gastineau and I, we did a fight card together in Reno, Nevada. I think it was April of 1992. The Ray Mancini, Greg Haugen was the main event, I believe. Of course, Ray Mancini trying to come back and unsuccessful. But the bottom line is, Gastineau and I were doing this post-fight interview, and I say, hey, we're with the Sack Exchange, Mark Gastineau, the New York Jets. What's up, Mark? And the guy looks at me like Daniel looking at me through the glass when things are going wrong. What's up? What's up? He's like, oh, what's up? What's up? And he couldn't say anything. His eyes were like talking. He couldn't say anything. I said to him, I do it to again. Say, Mark Gastineau, we're with Mark Gastineau, the New York Jets. Nice knockout tonight, Mark. Something like that. So he ignored me again. So I stomped on his foot. That's how I got his attention, stomping on his foot. Finally, we did the interview. But at the end of the day, he's suffering from Alzheimer's or
CTE as I speak. Straight up, this is in the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I thank you so much for tuning in. We are a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The excellent producer in the other room is a super dad as well as super son. I'm talking about Mr. Daniel Ogden. Until Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, Twitch.tv, and YouTube.